But I made them all walk home for starters in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
Liam Jones?
Useless.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere.
It's time for a magic moment with Margaret for Magic Hand Car Wash. Give someone that new car feeling with a Magic Hand Car Wash gift card from Australia's leading car wash. Visit magichcw.com.au.
And Magic Hand Car Wash gift card from Australia's leading car wash. Visit magichcw.com.au. That's magichcw.com.au. Enable us to have a magic moment with Margaret every Saturday morning. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning, Hutchie. Good morning, Liam. How are you both this morning?
Lovely to see you during the week, Margaret, on Wednesday. Lovely to see you.
It was a wonderful day, wasn't it?
Lovely lunch.
Lovely lunch, beautiful day, lovely people. It was just a thrill to be there amongst you all. It was lovely. I enjoyed it immensely.
We were honoured because you made jars of jam for us all.
what a thrill, hey? Jar of jam.
It was magnificent. It went over a treat at my house. Claire was delighted.
That's good. I'm glad you liked it.
What did you get, Hutchie? I got myself an apricot and pineapple. Beautiful.
I haven't yet indulged in wine.
You all got the same. Apricot and pineapple. There you go.
I've got my girls over at the moment, and if they haven't taken hold of that by the time I get home tonight, yep, I'll be staggered.
Beautifully presented too, in old school style jar and the top on it, magnificent. Hey, tell me, who did you enjoy getting to talk to most on Wednesday? Not forget about Pix and I, we're old mates.
Who did I get to? Gee whiz, that's like asking me who my favourite child is. But it was lovely to I just love speaking to everybody. I love Dwayne. I love to see Dwayne. It was lovely to see him and Gary. My handsome Ben's dad, it was nice. Jimmy Watson. Haven't seen Timmy in a long time. And, of course, love sitting beside you two guys, like my two eldest grandsons.
I tell you, we noticed the first question that Margaret asked to Gary was, where's handsome Ben? No invite.
The handsome Ben's become Ben.
A lovely day, wasn't it?
Now, Margaret, on Wednesday we were talking about Finchie, and he needed to produce, and produce he might have. He has, I should say, for the last two games.
I'll tell you what I done. I thought, I can't listen to this today if he's in bed. I'm scared stiff he's going to go out for a duck. I'll leave it off for a half an hour. I'll leave it off, and then I'll turn it on. So I did exactly that. When I turned it on, it was one for that. I thought, oh, no, he's gone. But it was Wade. And I thought, well, okay, I can deal with Wade going. But I was so pleased for Finchie. And he did a good 69 batter. I was so pleased for him.
He batted
so
well.
Pleased. It was a good knock. He did.
You've stuck with him too.
They all did.
They played well.
You know where he's from, Finchie, don't you, Margaret? He's from your town,
Yes,
Colac.
I do. I know he is. I know he is. A lot of good people come from up that way. Good sportsmen.
Oh, do they ever? Luke Hodge, the Buchanan boys.
Brownie.
100%. Brownie. Your town, Colac, back in the day. Now, I asked you, we got chatting about the on-air team, because you listen to more of the station than anyone, and much more in fairness than I get to. I asked you for your favourites, and if you had a little bit of a dark horse for the Bruce McAvaney replacement, and you came up with a name. I don't know if you remember. Well, I announced it on the day.
So I do remember.
Tell me about the rising star that you found in media.
Well, you've got a rising star in the making in the overnight crowd. A couple of nights a week he comes on. His name happens to be Damien Watson, a very educated, full of knowledge. As stats man, you can ask him any question, and I'll tell you what, he'll come up with the answer. He surprised me the other night. He came up with a real doozy, you know, a win on what day this horse had won and what colours or something like that he'd worn. He's a great man of knowledge. He's just like Bruce. He's got a beautiful voice. Come on, yeah. That's the man.
I think you've got to sign Damien. I think this is a push. This is what I call a push.
I'm going to put a question to Margaret. Has he got hair?
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen him.
Well, you know the saying. You know the saying. If he ain't got the locks, he ain't on the box. So he needs to have some hair.
These days they get a rug.
Handsome Benny's telling me. Cheerio. Handsome Benny's telling me he's got hair. So that's good.
Cheerio to Jason Richardson will be listening, eyeing off the chair. Be reflecting on that at the moment. Hey, Margaret, we would love to have more of Damien. Unfortunately, we share him with his other employee and. He's only available as he can be, which we understand, but we equally share your respect for him. He's a terrific broadcaster and very knowledgeable. Another little secret that we let you in on the day. And
oh, you know what you're going to say? I've been spoken it ever since. Oh, it's made me feel so good.
Well,
we're going to be horse owners.
That's right. So about 3 months ago, you mentioned, well, maybe 2 months ago, Pix, Margaret mentioned on the show that she'd never owned a horse. And yep. So we set about getting a bit of a group together, and we've been able to do that. So the horse we liked was running, called the Marg Factor, and it was already running, but it won, and it was a bit late. But its trainer's a great friend of the program, Manny Galagotis, and great man.
Oh, you went with Manny.
So we rang Manny, and Manny's on the line now. And as we welcome Manny in, Margaret, the great news on behalf of Off the Bench and the station and everyone is you're now business partners with all of us. So you own 10% of a horse, your favourite number 10, and we own the other 10% as a team between us all. We'll donate our half to charity, of course, for any winnings. But you get to keep your 10. The bills are ours. We fix it all up. You own 10%, your favourite number 10, at 10 past 10. And Manny's on the line to tell you a bit about your horse. Welcome, Manny.
Good morning, everyone, and a special good morning to Margaret. How are you?
I'm very well, Manny. I'm so excited, Manny, to hear about our little filly.
Yes, tell us and we're excited to have you on board. Really excited. I've heard so much about you, and I can't wait to meet you. And I'm sure you can't wait to meet your little girl.
Tell us a bit about the horse, Manny.
I can run.
Yeah, well, she's a beautiful filly, and she's bred across the same line as the Marg Factor, and. She's well related. She's a three-quarter sister to a black type group horse in Sydney called Nina Rock. So she's got a little good residual value with her pedigree, and she's been a wonderful little filly to date. She trialled in December, and she ran second in a jump out, and we just put her away. She just needed to mature up a little bit. She's only two, and she's certainly showing a lot of talent. And I'm sure now with this story that's unfolding, it's going to give us a lot more incentive to ensure that we can get her to the track in one piece and hopefully have some really fun, some good fun and some great success for Margaret and the whole team at SEN.
Manny, what are we naming the horse, or is Margaret naming it?
Margaret's naming it.
No, well, we're gonna allow Margaret to name the horse. So, part of that discussion was the fact that we feel that that's appropriate and. We're proud as a stable to be part of this story. And Margaret, it's we're going to be communicating with you and we're going to allow you to name the horse. And it's going to be, we're really looking forward to the journey ahead.
I'm so excited. I'm so overwhelmed, actually. It's just a beautiful, beautiful gesture to do for me. I can't believe my luck. You look after him anyway, won't you?
No, it certainly will, and all I'll say, Margaret, is good things happen to good people, and as I said, the SEN family and obviously us at Galagotis Racing, we love to do community things. We're country people, but the world is very small, and we're really excited to have you on board, and you really deserve it. You're a passionate SEN person, and I hear about all your stories, and I've heard a lot about you. I can't wait to meet you.
Well, can't wait to meet you either.
We're going to bring you down to meet the horse, Margaret, and we've got that organised. Or we might even bring the horse to you. You never know your luck. We might have to pull it up at the front of the house in the float.
I'd have all of Sunbury there.
What have you got an early favourite for the name? I know we've got a lot of names to think through, but is there any? What's going through your mind a bit at the moment, Margaret?
Miss Margaret, Margaret from Sunbury, the Sunbury Flyer.
The Sunbury Flyer.
The Sunbury Flyer.
I like it.
That'd be magnificent. Well, it's only a few months off from potentially racing too, Manny, which is a nice thing, a couple of months away.
Yeah, it's she's came back into work on the 2nd of February. So, yeah, we're well into the sort of knocking the edges off her early. And now she'll start to sort of quicken her work up now. And she's doing everything right. She's sound and well, and she's matured up. And we're really looking forward to, she's one of the most promising horses, young horses in our stable at the moment. So can't wait to get
her
on the track. Hopefully.
I can't wait.
It'll be good fun.
Well done, Manny.
It'll be good fun. Good job.
Thanks, Manny, for joining us.
Well done to Hutch and you guys there. It's a really, sincerely, a terrific gesture, and not many people get to hear about these sort of stories. And I hope the listeners and the wider community, it's very kind and very appreciated from our perspective, and we're thrilled to be part of it.
Good on you, Manny, and of course Peter Gallagher.
Thank you, Manny.
Great racing people.
Thank you.
Gippslanders
have
as well.
Have a great weekend, Margaret.
And Manny joins
Thank
us.
Thank you very much.
We'll follow the horse really closely. You probably don't feel up to a song this morning. It'd be a bit unfair of me to ask.
We're not doing a song because Margaret's
we've got a little bit of the air for it
at the moment. So we'll just give Margaret a spell.
What about Liam Jones Useless as the name of a horse? How would that go?
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, poor darling.
I'm only joking. He loves you, Liam. Anything to say as we let you go, Margaret?
Only just that the first thing I'm going to buy myself, my dryer went bung. I'm going to get a nice, jazzy hair dryer.
This is Hutchie. Now, when I'm giving away those gifts at Christmas and you laugh at me when I give away the hairdryer, it comes in handy. See?
I know.
We'll get one sorted from John Allen Better for you. Go and have a nice day.
Fantastic. Thank you, darling.
Good on you, Margaret.
Love you all. Bye. Cheerio.
Bye, darling. Margaret from Sunbury joining us. And it's going to be really lovely for us, all of us here on the station, to be involved in the horse as equal business partners.
So we've got 10% each, haven't we?
We've got 10% between all of us. That includes Gary and Tim and Dwayne and Jared.
No, it's between us two, Zipper and Ben.
It's everybody.
It's our show.
And then Margaret gets the other 10, and collectively we've got 20% of this filly, which is beautifully bred.
Well, I'll tell you, more disappointed. Actually, Dan Bowman, he was pretty keen to get involved with one for Margaret too, so you've gone with Manny. That's okay.
He ran second, unfortunately, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. No, we're already down the track for a couple of months with Manny having a chat about how it might look over the holidays, so he's been very kind. And thanks to everyone who got involved as well. Damien Watson will get a share of the horse now, two picks. That's the other thing we'll need to work out. More off the bench right after this.